First this morning to the death of a British nurse caught up in a prank call from an Australian radio station. Jacintha Saldana was found unconscious in her apartment overnight. Paramedics were unable to revive her. It's thought to be suicide. She'd come to worldwide attention this week after transferring a hoax call from two radio presenters posing as the Queen and Prince Charles. They were asking for details about the pregnant Duchess of Cambridge, who was receiving care at the London hospital. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
What started as a joke has ended in tragedy. Earlier in the week, two Sydney radio presenters called King Edward VII Hospital, posing as the Queen and Prince Charles, to check on the Duchess of Cambridge. She'd been admitted with acute morning sickness.
Hello there, could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Nurse Jacintha Saldana took this call and passed it on to a duty nurse. The presenters from Today FM were incredulous. Their accents fooled someone.
And with the world's worst accent, they pushed straight through.
We were expecting to be hung up on. We didn't even know what to say when we got through.
We got put through and now the entire world is talking.
Now the nurse's family is mourning. Overnight, Jacintha Saldana was found unconscious in her apartment and paramedics were unable to revive her. Police aren't treating her death as suspicious. Earlier this week, the hospital's chief executive, John Lofthouse, labelled the prank call deplorable and said nurses are trained to look after patients, not to cope with journalistic trickery. Today, he found himself delivering an obituary.
Jacintha was a first-class nurse who cared diligently for hundreds of patients during her time with us. Everyone is shocked by the loss of a much loved and valued colleague.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have released a statement saying they are deeply saddened by the news.
Their Royal Highnesses were looked after so wonderfully well at all times by everybody at King Edward VII Hospital, and their thoughts and prayers are with Jacintha Saldana's family, friends and colleagues at this very sad time.
The radio station has been bombarded with angry online messages accusing it of having blood on its hands. Southern Cross, Oz Stereo and Today FM have put out a statement extending its deepest sympathies to the nurse's family. It says it has spoken with the presenters.
They are both deeply shocked and at this time we have agreed that they not comment about the circumstances. SCA and the hosts have decided that they will not return to their radio show until further notice out of respect for what only can be described as a tragedy.
The presenters' Twitter accounts were quickly deleted and access has been blocked on a link on the station's website gloating about the prank. The royal family took the hoax in its stride. Prince Charles joked about it and the palace didn't make a complaint. But for a respected nurse at a hospital that prides itself on confidentiality, it became all too personal. This is Rachel Brown in London reporting for Saturday AM.
And Jacintha Saldana's family has just released a statement saying they are deeply saddened by the loss. They've asked the media to respect their privacy at this difficult time.